Then you also produced the film Orange.
Orange, Story. The Orange Story, yeah.
Could you introduce about this film?
So the Orange Story it's a film. It's a scripted film, mm-hmm. So which means that there's an actual script, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a fictional film.
Oh. Okay.
But it's based. We call it historical fiction, so it's based in like a real moment in history, mm-hmm. And the story is specifically about a man who's a store owner, a Japanese American man who's a store owner in the 1940s, mm-hmm. Just after the attack on Pearl Harbor, mm-hmm. And the U.S. government has decided to remove all Japanese from the West Coast of the United States, and the film is about him packing up his grocery store to prepare to be removed, mm-hmm. from the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea behind this project was that we took like very high level professional filmmakers, mm-hmm. and we created a team with academics, mm-hmm. and we wanted to use a short scripted narrative film, mm-hmm. to teach about this history, mm-hmm. and so what we did was we shot a short 18 minute film to depict what, you know, maybe emotionally that might feel like, mm-hmm. and then we had a team of like scholars curate and then create like a curriculum, mm-hmm. and what we're doing right now is we're distributing that curriculum into schools across the United States. Oh. Because, I mean, for me, like, my family went through that same thing. Mm-hmm. And I never, you know, growing up, I never learned about it. Mm-hmm. Only through my grandfather telling me or something like that.
Oh.
And it has really important... This moment in history has really important implications for, you know, civil rights and human rights. But it's not really taught in U.S. schools. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to do is trying to create these tools for teachers and educators that's based in, like, you know, an entertaining narrative film. So hopefully these students become more engaged with the story, and then they turn to the website and they want to learn more about the history of what happened during this time period. So, yeah, we finished the film about 2 years ago. We finished the website about a year and a half ago, and we've just been distributing it to different schools, systems across the U.S.
Oh, so the class means not only for Japanese American, but any person.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So the story, this history, I mean, what makes it so applicable to not just Japanese Americans, mm-hmm. not just Asian Americans, mm-hmm. but every American, mm-hmm. you know, is that... the U.S. government locked up American citizens, mm-hmm. right? Because even though they were Japanese, they were still American citizens. Like, yeah. the Nisei generation, yeah. were born here. Mm-hmm. And so that means that, you know, just based on the way they look, mm-hmm. they were imprisoned.
Yeah.
And so that, and it happened to American citizens, which means that can happen to anybody, mm-hmm. right? And
yeah.
that's why it's applicable to every American. And I think more broadly, just on a human rights perspective, you know, locking people up based on the way they look or what country they're from, like, it's not right, right? And so that's the message, is, like, we should be learning. I think Americans in general have an idea towards progress, and we don't think about history very often as a culture, right? And so part of this project is to really take a step back and think about what happened and deliver this information in a more entertaining way. So that kind of the gateway is the film.
Yeah.
And then hopefully people get interested by, like, the emotional impact of the film. They want to learn more about the actual history.
How about the reaction from audience and the teachers?
Teachers love it. Mm-hmm. Teachers love it because there's not a lot of tools, mm-hmm. right? And I think, you know, I've been to many different screenings across the country, and I've been into many different classrooms, and everybody has a different reaction to it, but... I think the emotional impact of the story and the filmmaking is very strong. And so it really opens up, even if somebody completely disagrees, or, you know, we have people say, like, well, you know, it was safer for us to lock up the Japanese Americans. It was safer for us, and it was safer for the Japanese Americans. You know, but, and so even if people disagree with what happened at the time, the film hits you in a place where you just are open to having a discussion about it. And I think that's what's most important, you know? Like, people can react any way they want to, but as long as the film creates a platform to have an open discussion about something, that's the most important part, right? It's not going to convince every single person that is wrong, but at least to have, like, a civil and respectful conversation about a topic, I think is really important. It's what we're missing today, you know? It's just like, everybody just jumps to the conclusion, but the kind of like humanity in those moments are lost.
Very important. And how about for example, your parents and the grandparents also look at the film?
Oh yeah, they love it.
They love it.
I think they're, you know, I think they especially for my grandparents who were incarcerated during that time. I think it means a lot to them to see. Not just me, there's a lot of people who are doing good work around this history and around other types of histories. And I think for, you know, like for my grandparents, they're very excited and happy that we're telling their story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in a way to, and not just to tell the story, but to tell the story and to show people kind of, and to help people think about what might have been wrong with that situation, because they had to go through it, you know?
Yeah.
And they had to live that. Right, and so I think, 75, 80 years later, like, to know that somebody is out there and still cares about that story and wants to, you know, make sure that the history is not lost, I think that's very important. And, yeah, I think they're proud.
So the film is open the door for discuss about the history and the look at.
Yes.
Even the different diversity opinions are there.
Exactly.
Even though the starting point, one starting point. And also the film is good for the person who has the memory. They start open the memory. So
exactly. I think in some way it helps people, like, deal with maybe suppressed emotions, like trauma. You know, from that time period, right? Like, I think to see other people talking about it and to address it as an important thing, I think that's very critical.
Good starting point. And we can see the film in Japan?
You can see it in Japan. I want to get Japanese subtitles.
Oh, really?
I would like to. I need to find somebody to help me. But you know, I think that's very important to make it accessible to everybody. You know, to... Like Netflix, right? Just click on subtitle.
If I could see in Japan, in the classroom, in the Cornell University, that's very good.
It would be great.
Yeah.
But please show it. Yeah, it's free. Yeah, you can just go.
Really?
You can go online and you can just, it's www.theorangestory.org.
Oh, really?
And you can watch the whole film. And so you can show it to your classroom.
Yeah. Then next year I will show in the classroom.
Please do. It would be great.
But it's very difficult. The film is very probably impressive. So from after film, looking film, watching film, how do discuss, could discuss? It's not easy. Just Japanese people don't know the background.
Right.
So think, America is a strange country like that.
So
first impression. So I should be, film is good to attach with people, but very careful to
have a discussion.
Discussions and show the details, the background.
I wonder if there's got to be some resource. I mean, we have. Our website has a lot of resources, but they're all in English. And we also give you some questions that you can ask to start discussion. So that maybe that's helpful, but it's also, it was more, like, the educational side was more targeted towards an American audience, so you might want to read the questions and change them in a way based on the context, you know?
Yeah, this interview is good to... good chance to open the film to Japan. So
sure.
I will, there's more people could be interested in the film and the websites and
and I mean, you know, it would be really great to work with somebody in Japan on like a Japanese curriculum about this history, because I think it's very interesting to think about these things based on where you grew up and kind of what your understanding of your own history is, right? So I think it's
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity.
So on the radio show, sometimes we talk, especially February. February is the American 75 years ago.
Yeah.
That day, the February, sometimes the Harukana show also discussed.
Oh, really? Like on the anniversary date?
Yeah.
Wow, that's very nice. Thank you for doing that. That's really important. Yeah,
so, but I don't know exactly because I'm staying in Japan, so not directly talk with the person. So, and this film is good, 18 minutes.
Right. When we were starting the project, we interviewed a lot of teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, so we can do a 2-hour film? They're like, no. 12 to 15 to 18 minutes. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's the best.
Yeah. So we're making two more as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're working on one. Actually, we're going to start shooting it in early December.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be about Chicago resettlement.
Uh-huh.
Because many people talk about how, you know, being removed from the West Coast was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And losing all your stuff was difficult, right? Like losing all your possessions and your house and your car. And then being incarcerated was very difficult, like, you know, in the middle of the country, like, very, very harsh conditions. But not many people talk about how hard it was after the camp, like, after being incarcerated, because they had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just, like, sent to, like, Chicago.
Yeah.
And they had to just figure out a new city, you know, like, they don't have any connections there. And they had to, and they had no money, because all their possessions were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so people talk about how, actually, after the camps, that was the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a film about that too.
Yeah. Set up again.
You do all over again, you know, and everybody, the whole community has nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how do you do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a place like Chicago.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for today. We will discuss also on the Harukana show with Japanese staff about this film.
Great.
And for its title.
Oh, great.
Today it is a first step to the next. We will more questions I will get. Please involve in our Harukana show.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Arigatou
gozaimashita.
Hai. ジェイソン松本さんのトーク後半を今日お届けしました。The Orange Story というちょっとヒストリカルフィクってますね。ジェイソン松本さん。だからドキュメンタリー、いわゆるドキュメンタリーとは違うフィクションなんだけど、その当時のそのグローサリーをしていたあの主人公を撮っているフィクションなんですけども、でもすごい資料に基づいていて、で資料もこう挟まれていて、でしかも18分ほどかなのショートで、それはなぜかというと学校で見てもらおうと、授業中に見てもらおうと、でその中で小中高、大学も含めてかな、いろんなカリキュラムに取り入れてもらって、それでオープンにもっとディスカッションできるし、史実何があったかを知ってほしいし、けど異論も含めて議論するプラットフォームを作りたい、そのためにウェブサイトもすごく充実しているという、でそれで最後にいやこれに終わるんじゃなくて第2弾第3弾のフィルムを作りたい、今作っているところだ、それがそのキャンプについて報じられることあっても、その後全てを失った収容されていた人が解放されて全て失った後にどうやって立ち上がっていくかっていう、そのフィルムも続けて作りたいという、で、まあ、日本でも見てもらえればなというお話が大きな筋でしたけど、リュウトさんどうですか、どこがこうすごく印象的だったとか、あこういう話もしていたなっていうところは、どんな感想を持たれましたか。
そうですね、まあ、まとめとしてはその通りだと思うんですけど、そうですね、まあ高校のだとドキュメンタリー映画だったりすることが多いですが、これはその完全にストーリーの部分は
作られてるんですね。
そうですね、そうですね、シナリオのある、映画で、ただ、まあ、かなり時代考証とかも多分ちゃんとされてて、小道具とかすごくしっかりしてるので、すごく入り込みやすい 映画、まあ、短いっていうのもあるんですけど、すごく入り込みやすいし、あのいろんな感情をかきたてられる作り、うん、考えさせ、まあ、考えるんじゃなくて感情を感じられる作りになってるなというのは、あります。であの最初の曲もあのその時にあの最初のフォートマイナーの曲もあの最初とか最後のところに多分当時の経験をした人があの語ったオーラルヒストリーみたいなのがサンプリングされて使われてますけど、うん、あのまあ、あのヒップホップなのでサンプリングって言っていいと思うんですけど、この映画の方もその当時の音源とか当時の映像とか、新聞の残ってるものとかそういう資料がサンプリング的にって言っちゃうとちょっと語弊あるかもしれないですけど、うん、あの取り入れられてて、それもかなり効果的に使われてるんで、あの何でしょうね、そういう意味でもそのオーラルヒストリーとか、
うん、
歴史を残しておくこと、歴史が残っていることっていうのもあの将来の未来における創作とか芸術的表現、自己表現にとってもその資料が残ってるってことって、その歴史の研究とか歴史の勉強のためにだけじゃなくて、そういう自己表現のためにも資料って使われるんだなっていうのは、まあ、ね、あのこれはその映画だけの話じゃなくて、その最初の曲についての話でもありますけど、うん、そうですね、ちょっと思いました。
今日はそんなにたくさん時間がないので話せないですけども、その、このオレンジフィルムは4章からなっていて、で、うん、あの短いフィルムなんだけど、ウェブサービスを見ていただくと各章の中に今龍太さんがおっしゃったオーラルヒストリーのインタビューのその短いトークとか資料とか、それをこう見れるようになっているんですね。なんでもう少し関心がある、もうちょっと知りたいっていう人がその続きを学ぶことができて、で最初龍太さんがおっしゃったように、その感情をかきたてられるっていうのはなんか衝撃的なこうフィルムの作り方じゃなくて、静かに逆にあまり語らず、でもその静かな中で物事が進んでいく、そこにそういろんな新聞の記事とか入ってくるんですが、それで役者の表情とか、そういう中からおじいさんの表情とか、その中で見ている人がこうずっとこう引き込まれて考えていく、その考えていく時にそこで終わるんじゃなくて、もう一歩進んで何があったか、何をこう感じるかということをみんなでこう議論をしていこうっていう、そういう作りになっていて、それがすごくいい意味で計算をされていて、資料に基づいていて、ものすごく現実的なんですね、学校で見てもらうっていう。でそういうそのこう思いを描いただけじゃなくて、現実的に今起きていることに対してこうみんなで考えていこうっていうことを、その過去の資料からっていう、それをこう計算してここまで作ってあるっていうのを、インタビューを伺った時にはあんまり私そのフィルムをきちっと見る時間がなくて、見てなかったんですけども、インタビューまでに。でもこの話を聞いて、それでいろんなその CD も聞いて、アーティストたちが今何をこうしようとしているのかってことをすごく考えさせられたので、またその続きの話を少し、この映画についての紹介とか、今日紹介した音楽についてもう少しかけてみたりとかしながらこう語っていきたいなと、みんなで話していきたいなと思うので、ぜひ、これをきっかけにオレンジストーリーを見られた方、ウェブサイトをはるかなショーのサイトに貼っておきますね。オレンジストーリーって検索していただいたらヒットするかと思うんですが、質問とかあったらぜひ寄せてくださいってジェイソン松本さんもおっしゃっていたので、また続きのディスカッションをしたいと思います。ということで今日の3曲目、最後になってお別れの曲になり、なりますが、岸橋の美しい曲です。アソンフォーユー。 ヨシーさん、カナさん、メールありがとうございます。来週また、皆さんにお会いできますように。夜冷えてきましたが風邪をひかれませんように。WRF is an open forum for the Champion Committee. Views expressed by those of speakers not represent WRF or Abu Dhabi Champion Independent Media Center for the Abu Dhabi Socialist World. Thank you very much for listening. Harukana Show from WRF Abu Dhabi. This is the time for ending. We will see you next Friday at the same time. Have a good weekend. See you then. Bye bye.